This gospel today is one that has been one that has kind of been important to me anyway in my life, important to many people, I think, particularly those as we try to struggle and discern what is God's call for our life. Because indeed, most of us that are here, most of us who would be asking the question in the first place, what does God want me to do? Most of us are trying to do the right thing, trying to live the right path, to follow the good Spirit's direction and guidance for our life. We certainly see that example in the young man that comes up to Jesus today. He wants to know, what do I have to do to inherit eternal life? Seemingly, at least wants to conform his life to God's plan. Interestingly, Jesus tells him, keep the commandments. Far from people who claim that somehow Jesus came and the commandments and all those old laws of the Old Testament were done away with, Jesus very clearly says, keep the commandments. They're important. They are the fixed guide for our life. They continue to be so. So we should, first of all, not be too quick to dismiss the Ten Commandments as if that was the Old Testament, but now we live in the age of Jesus. Jesus himself kept the commandments and urged the young man to do so. We should see, therefore, that as a prerequisite for anything else that would come with following Jesus. But to his credit, this young man tells Jesus, I've done it. I've kept all the commandments from my youth. An impressive statement, actually. How many of us could really say that? That we have kept all the commandments faithfully throughout our life. So to this young man's credit, he is clearly on the right path. He's doing the right things. He's keeping the commandments. But Jesus tells him, you are lacking in one thing. You are lacking in one thing. I'm sure it would have piqued the interest of the young man. Finally, he's getting his answer. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Here it is. Because clearly he was looking for more. Here comes more. Jesus tells him, go, sell what you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. An amazing statement, turn of events in this young man's life. Indeed, his whole life, all the following God, all the keeping of the commandments to this point has been leading up to this moment, this encounter with God in the flesh. And God says to him, follow me. What an amazing call. How many people we see flocking around Jesus who would love to be numbered amongst his intimate 12 apostles. Apparently, Jesus is calling this young man, you, follow me. Many people would have longed to hear that call. But in the case of this young man, he is not able to follow. This is what has always struck me, that at the call of Jesus to follow him, it says that at the statement his face fell and he went away sad. Probably one of the most tragic encounters in the scriptures. A young man is offered the chance to follow Jesus, should be the greatest joy in his life, and he goes away sad. Let us resolve today that this not happen to us. How many times do we hear God's voice in our life? Maybe we're doing good things. We're coming to church, certainly on Sundays, even during the week. We pray. We spend time in the Adoration Chapel. Our life is ordered in the right direction. We're doing the right things. Do we ever hear Jesus then saying to us, but you are lacking in this one thing? Do we hear God calling us saying, you can do more? We can't judge ourselves by others. So we might look and say, we're doing a lot. We're very involved in our parish and our faith. And that may all be true. It may be even as exceptional as this young man who kept all the commandments. But perhaps we hear God saying to us, you are lacking in this one thing. What is that for us? Symbolically, in the scriptures today, it says that this young man had many possessions. Jesus knows that to follow him, you have to leave everything behind. Now, it doesn't mean that we leave our rightful state in life. Leaving everything behind means something different for all of us. For me, I very much was discerning a call to priesthood, and very much saw myself in this rich young man. Am I able to leave job and house and plans for a future behind? But it looks differently for each of you. What does it mean? What does it mean to leave whatever it is behind that gets in the way of you saying yes to God? Whatever it would be, whatever stands in the way of saying yes to God, Jesus is challenging us today to go sell it, give it away. And then we can hear that beautiful call, come, follow me. Let us not miss the call. And when we hear the call, let us not go away sad like the rich young man today. Sell whatever it is that would get in the way, and then we will be able to respond to Jesus' call. The beautiful call from God, come, follow me.